Hello everybody, happy Monday, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you had a nice weekend, and also happy September. Wow. I'm excited for Gilmore Girls, for hot drinks, for cozy. I kind of love it. However, the one thing I absolutely hate more than anything is when the sun sets at like 4 p.m. I'm sorry, but that is just a joke, especially like in the summer. You get used to having the day last until like 10 p.m. I know it's very different wherever you live, but for me, the sun sets at like 10-ish in the height of summer, and the day is just so long, especially as a woman. You know, you can go out and do things in the light for much longer. Then the winter comes and it's just like, oh my god, where is the day? Like, it's just so short. But I do enjoy the other aspects, so try and fix on that. My neighbour has just lost her dog, but it's been found. I was about to record this episode and then I heard like she's just like running around shouting, like, and I can hear her from like all sides of the house. And apparently my mum said she chased on neighbour's cat, or the dog did. Lots of drama here today, which is probably not very interesting. But yeah, I'm actually going to the airport in an hour and 20 minutes, and I have not packed. I've literally just woken up. I should have recorded this yesterday, but I was really tired and I got back late from what I was doing. Actually, that's such a lie. I got back at like 4 p.m, 5 p.m, but I was just tired. So anyway, I need to record this episode. I haven't packed. I haven't even like, I'm still in my pajamas. I haven't brushed my teeth or anything yet. Maybe that's gross. Sorry if it is. I guess you can't smell it. You're not here with me, but you kind of are, so I don't know. I'm actually eating my breakfast as I record this. We've got some hummus on toast, which I know is a bit random, but I'm really enjoying at the moment. And yeah, heading to the airport in an hour and 20, we're going to Gatwick and we're flying to Greece, baby, which is actually quite a long flight. I think it's like over 3 hours, which is, to be honest, a really long time. I feel like when a flight is in long haul, but it's over 3 hours, it's kind of like, oh, this is kind of long, because you don't get the fun of like, you know, food on the plane or snacks or like, I don't know. I tend not to really prep, which is my own fault. But for a long haul flight, I kind of like have it in my head that I'm on this plane for a really long time. I did one flight in Southeast Asia. I think, I must have spoken about this already, but I think it was like 5 hours, which is such a random length, because it's like, it was just on a plane that was like the size and was like style of like an EasyJet plane. But it was quite a long journey, if that makes sense. Like, it went on for quite a while and I ended up actually throwing up in the toilet. So, not a good flight. But yeah, actually, if anyone has any advice, I feel like I'm struggling a bit with, like, flight anxiety at the moment. Like, if anyone's gone through this and has, like, any tips, tricks, leave a comment or, like, DM me on Instagram, because I don't really know why. I'm not scared of the actual, like, flying aspect. Like, I'm not scared that the plane's gonna crash, the turbulence doesn't bother me, like, I'm not scared of that. But I don't like how small it is, I don't like how you're trapped, you can't get off. And like, I just woke up from like a stress dream about an airport. It was so weird. It was like, I went to the gate and the woman was like, where is your car? And I was like, in the car park, which is so weird because I've literally never driven to the airport anyway. And she was like, you need your car to get to the plane. I was like, why? Like, what? Anyway, then it sort of like flashed forward and I was on the plane, but I had to crawl in through the window. And it's just like, I'm stressed about the airport. I don't know. I've been on a lot of flights in the past year, and not every time at all, but occasionally I'll just be sat there like, kind of like just anxious and stressed about how small it is and like how it's a little bit like claustrophobic to me. And it starts to make me kind of like panic. That was kind of what happened when I threw up on that plane. I was like just really stressed. Yeah. So even though it doesn't happen every time, I think I get a little bit anxious in advance that I'm gonna be anxious, even though I'm actually not anxious currently about the flight. Also going with 2 friends, so I feel like, and I've not really seen them that much this summer, so I feel like I'll have lots to catch up on, and that'll probably be like, I'm distracted anyway. But yeah, that's my little update. I need to do kind of a few things before I leave the airport, but I'm sure they always get done, don't they? Never missed a flight in my life. Oh my god, touch wood. Today would not be a good day. There's also because all the air traffic control was down this week or last week. I'm hoping that there's no problem with the flight. Actually, let me just check that. Because my brother did actually fly like in the midst of all that and his flight was fine. So I feel like it just looks bad or looks really bad on TikTok when it's not actually as bad. You get me? Okay, the flight is delayed, but only by half an hour. So hopefully that's fine. So yeah, like I said, I'm going to Greece today. I think we land at 9 p.m. their time, so quite late. So I assume we'll just like go to the Airbnb and eat. But yeah, I'm really excited. I think it'll be nice. There's actually, I think, good weather in the UK next week. I'm only going for a few days, so I'll still get to experience that. But most of this summer has been not the best weather. So I'm glad and very grateful that I got to go away a little bit. Quite a lot, actually. And yeah. Okay, so a few other things I have been up to this week. Yesterday, I went to my first ever reformer Pilates class. I really enjoyed it. I'd love to go like regularly, but it's not very affordable, is it? Literally can't like justify paying that much. It's so expensive, I can't even afford it. Like, it's like insanely priced. But I had a really good time. I went to Cycle. I think there's a few locations and they do other classes as well, but I went to Reformer with my friend Amy and it was really difficult, which I did anticipate. I feel like people always say like, don't knock it till you've tried it, like it's actually really hard, but every time I see someone do it on TikTok or like on a YouTube video or something, I'm like, that looks so hard. I don't know why people think it looks easy, it looks so difficult. So I tried that, it was so difficult. The place I went was so fancy. Like, when we checked in, they were like, oh, like, do you want us to have a smoothie ready for you at the end? How crazy is that? And obviously we said no, but I had a look at the menu anyway, because we were early, you know, just had a little look around. £7 for this smoothie. The class was £10, because your first class is, like, discounted, and then I think after that they're £25 each, which is crazy, but I'm sure you can buy a membership that like works out much cheaper than that, but I don't think, well, it's still not going to be cheap, is it? But yeah, it was really good. And if you have one of those near you and you want to try, I feel like £10 isn't bad for one of those classes. It's still like, you know, my current gym membership is £30 a month for gym and swim unlimited. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's not the best, but I guess for a class as well, you're paying for like someone to instruct it rather than just a solo workout. I also moved into my flat. I'm not there right now, I'm at home. I've kind of like moved but not. So I moved all my kitchen stuff, bedding, decor. I moved like winter clothes, but I'm still at home or like in my parents' house with all my like most of my clothes, all my toiletries. Because there was a train strike this weekend, so I drove all my things in to like drop them off and like unpack and stuff, but then I obviously drove back so I don't have anywhere to park the car, but I can't get back in basically because of the train strike. It's just a little bit like, I don't know. And also because I have this holiday, I kind of thought it'd be easier to go from this house because I live closer to the airport, and also because my friends live here, so it's like I can just meet them easy. I don't know, I could have stayed there, I could have moved in, but I just thought this would be easier because I'm kind of going away and because I'm going to Cornwall when you're hearing this a week today, I think. So I also need to like be at home for that because I have to drive the car to Cornwall. So lots of like, I don't know, it's kind of annoying to be honest. I maybe should have just moved like after I got back from Cornwall and all that, but I actually feel so good having moved that stuff. Like, I feel like a load off, and there's also loads more space in my room now, because as in my room here, because all my kitchen stuff and all my like bits and bobs from uni were just sat in my room in boxes, like so many boxes I couldn't even like, if I wanted to get to my desk I had to like really shimmy around all the boxes, and there's so much extra space. There's still a lot of junk like on the floor. I also did a big clean out of the boxes because a lot of the stuff obviously I've not seen in a year and a half, and it's like do you really like it or need it? And some of it was like, yes, obviously I've not seen my frying pan in a year and a half, but I still want it. I didn't need one. But there's some things, like some clothes or like some decor that's like, I don't need that anymore. Like, I can move on, basically. So yeah. And it feels good. I don't know when I'm actually gonna like move myself to the flat. Probably after Cornwall, I think. But for now, it feels good to have done it, and quite a load off, to be honest. I don't know. I think I was probably quite stressed about it. So yeah, I think those were my highlights from this week. I don't really know what else. What else did I do? Let's have a look at my calendar. I was meant to go to the dentist. I have been not procrastinating, but just like not bothering with the dentist for years. I don't think I've gone since I was in school, and I left school 5 years ago, so I've really not gone in a long time. I kept thinking, while I'm just doing nothing and I'm chilling, I should go to the dentist. Like, now's a good time to go to the dentist. So I booked this appointment. They don't have any space for 6 weeks or something. So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I wait the 6 weeks, and then the day before they call me and they say the dentist is stuck on holiday because of the air traffic control thing. And I was like, I don't care, like, that's fine with me. I don't want to go to the dentist. Not because I'm like have a problem with the dentist. I just like can't really be, you know, it's not like a fun outing, is it? And now it's like I'm back to square one where I've not been to the dentist and I need to rebook, and oh, it's all so much stress. And also because I'm moving, it's like I might move my GP as well, which means I should also move my dentist. So then it's like, okay, now I need to register as well. Or I could just rebook with that dentist, but then I'd have to like travel to it, which feels a bit annoying and like needless. I also went to IKEA. That was really fun. I bought some plates, some storage stuff, and a mirror for my new room, which I did move in and it looks really good. So yeah, I also got some physio. If you listen to last week's ep, I think I talk about my knee injury and I got some physio. It wasn't particularly helpful, to be honest. As in, it actually feels a lot better, but I didn't really get any answer as to what was wrong with it. He just was like, yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? I was like, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I hope he's not... Okay, no, there's literally no chance he's listening. But it was kind of a weird experience. You know when they just sort of like... He was kind of young, or like 20s, early 30s. And sometimes I feel like in those scenarios where there's like a similar age, the person will like speak to you on a different level because they're like, oh, we're like the same age. Like, we're kind of like friends in a way where it's like, that's fine. And to be honest, if it was a girl, I'd be like, great, a new bestie. But I don't know, I just kind of not felt uncomfortable because he was really nice, but just a bit like, so he was, this appointment is about 25 minutes. He tells me that his girlfriend just broke up with him of 7 years and they were living together. And he kind of implied they broke up because of long distance and she lived only an hour away. So I was a bit like, what? He also told me that he was like, oh, do you support football team? I was like, no, but my mum and my brother support Chelsea. But I didn't like, I actively said like, no, I don't. He was like, oh, that is disgusting. I can't believe that. And then later on, we were like having a different conversation and he brought it back up and he was like, I can't believe you're a Chelsea supporter. And I was like, I literally told you, I don't, like, I'm not, like, I don't, you know? He told me he hates Phoebe on Friends. He thinks that she doesn't fit in with the group and that like, she's not a good character. And I was like, I love Phoebe. I think she's great. And I think that she's different to everybody else on the show. And that's her like power and why I like her. So yeah, anyway, I don't know, a bit weird. But it was a bit of a, you know, when they're just like telling you loads of stuff. And I feel like, I know you're only doing this because we're this like similar age. Like if I was like my mum, for example, you wouldn't be having this convo. You've probably got other chat for her, to be honest. But I was just a bit like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. And I don't know, it was a bit random, but my knee is feeling better. He gave it like a deep massage that was kind of sore, but I think it feels better. It's like definitely not fixed, but it's doing better than it was. However, I don't know, like obviously it was on an upward trajectory anyway, so it's like I don't know how much the physio actually helped, but we'll see. I did get offered NHS physio, but it's next, like it's for like tomorrow, and obviously I'll be away, so I'm not going to utilize that. I had to pay for that physio, which was also painful. Anyway, it's literally been like 1 week and I've managed to stretch this out. But yeah, today's episode is a big sister advice. So let's just get straight into the advice, actually, because I feel like I've already blabbered on for quite a while and your girl needs to get ready for the airport. I need to now leave in like an hour and 5 minutes. Okay. I thought this was a really good question. When I saw this, I thought that this was very like apt. Okay. I have a lot of anxiety around having to find a job that won't destroy my mental health in capitalism. I kind of feel like I'm in a similar position, not specifically that, but like I'm at a point now where it's September. I'm doing this master's for a year. If I envision myself and want myself to be in a job next September, I need to start applying for that now. Like, now is the time to start applying for that. And I know so many people who have applied for so long, and it's just like, it just takes so long to get a job, which, you know, I'm not assuming that if I apply for a job now, I'll get one. If anything, I'm assuming I won't. But I feel like because I'm starting to think about like, okay, what would I want to apply to and what would I want to do? I'm in like a new, kind of like a new position, I guess, where I'm like, oh, what do I actually want? And like, what lengths am I willing to go also? Because I'm in a really privileged position where I kind of have social media as a job, kind of. I took a lot of time off of posting, and I also am not that consistent at the moment. I really am trying to be more consistent, but hopefully I can like get back to a place where this is like my job. So I'm in a unique and very, very privileged position where I don't necessarily have to have this job to live, like as in a job that I'm applying for. It's not like if I don't get one, I won't have it like any money, because I do have a job. So it's a little bit like, okay, well, that makes me want to only apply to things that I would really love to do and are like properly on the like trajectory that I want to be on and are very specific to what I want, because I already have a job that I like. So why would I, you know, dedicate loads of time to a job that isn't as like fulfilling and isn't heading like where I want to go? But it's also, there's so much pressure to just like have something on your CV, you know, and like be doing some sort of like work, I guess. And I don't know, it's hard because in my mind, even like a really shitty job that I hate, as long as it's like a grad job, and by shitty I just mean shitty for me, like everyone likes different things, but like a job, for example, that doesn't seem suited to my likes, I don't know, I feel like people are happier for you to do that. That's what people want, you know, when you go to like a family party at Christmas and people are like, oh, what are you doing? Even if you've got a really shitty job that you hate, as long as you got something, people like that. Whereas if you are just like, oh, I'm just kind of like seeing how things go and like I'm kind of doing social media and kind of not, and it's like, okay, well, that's not like tie into a nice sweet little package. And this person writes about like mental health and capitalism, and I think this is a huge part of it for me, is like, do I want to apply to jobs that are not going to be good for my mental health? Jobs with horrific hours, jobs where you aren't getting paid for like overtime, or like you're not getting paid for the amount of like stress and work that you're putting in. And I know you have to start at the bottom, like I'm not saying that I deserve some like amazing, incredible job, but you don't even like the job. It's kind of like, why are we doing this? And having had the experience of like being my own boss and making my own schedule and doing my own thing, and never really done it full time, but like having had the experience of doing it to a certain extent, it is really like kind of like trippy to be like, okay, well, now I'm gonna apply for like a job that I don't even want. I don't know, and I've not even started researching, so I'm sure there are plenty of jobs that I would want and I have like a rough idea, but it does seem so crazy. And again, I'm in like such a unique, this probably isn't even like helpful because I'm in such a unique position, but I don't know the answer to this one, because I feel like this is something I'm thinking about a lot. And I would say that like, the way I'm going to approach it is to try to apply to things that I really see myself in and have like the potential for like promotion and like, you know, moving up into a job that I really like, even if the job isn't, you know, perfect, but it has like the potential. Also, I think I'm just going to keep the mindset of like, I'm not going to like die over this job. I'm not going to kill myself over it. I'm not going to do crazy things to keep up with, you know, I feel like it's very easy to like get caught up in the promotion cycle. A lot of my friends that have jobs speak to me about this, where there'll be a promotion and obviously you always like, you know, more money gives you more power, gives you more time, gives you more, etc. And obviously it's so natural to want the promotion, but a lot of my friends have spoken about how sometimes you're in a position where you're like, I'm actually happy with the job that I have right now and the level of responsibility I have and the projects I'm working on, I'm happy with those. But another promotion comes around and you're like, I need to, like, kind of like in school where it's like you're never good enough, you always want something more, you need something better. And I'm gonna make it an active, I think, effort to not get caught up too much in the like hustle of it all, because I don't know, just having worked in like a more creative job and like for myself, I feel like I can just see, I don't know, the world is so much bigger than like your corporate job. And I'm not saying that your corporate job is bad or like it, like, pop off, honestly, I love the corporate girlies like so much. But I'm gonna try not to get like lost in the world of it, if that makes sense. Ooh, developing friendships at a deep level. Okay, one thing about me is that I absolutely detest non-deep friendships. Now, I'm not saying like, you know, you have a friend who you see in a lecture or like occasionally you get coffee and you're not like deep friends. I'm not saying I hate those friendships. I'm saying I hate the absence of deep friendships. So like in my life, I need a few friends who I feel like I connect with on a deep level and can like truly be myself with. Otherwise, I do feel really, really lonely. And when I moved to university, I feel like this was one thing that really like got me, was that I made friends. Like, it's not like I had no friends, but it just takes so long to build that sort of connection and be like very like open and chill with people, especially if you don't live with them. I feel like if you live with somebody, you can build that quite quickly because you have so much time and like you don't have to like make an effort to meet up and stuff. But if you don't get lucky with your flatmates and you're not really compatible with any of them, then you have to put so much work into like building a whole friendship from scratch that is really deep. And that made me feel really lonely, because it was like, okay, like I see all these friends that I have and I really do think these friendships have potential, but currently we're just getting to know each other, you know, like I'm not in deep yet. So deep friendships are so important to me. I think my advice on like making a deep friendship is, firstly, don't force it. I think there's such a thing of compatibility with friends. Like, not everybody you know will be meant to be a deep friend for you. And, you know, you can do any trick or hack and little tips and tricks to try and make a friendship deeper. But the compatibility, I believe, really does have to be there. Like, it really does have to be, like, I feel like there's, like, a depth limit to friendships. And some of them just aren't that deep. So I wouldn't blame yourself if you don't feel like you have any deep friendships. But if you are looking to like work on the ones that you have or like try and deepen some, I think my advice would be time, like quality time. And you do kind of have to put yourself on the line. Like, you have to just be open with people, because otherwise you don't know how they react to things. And I'm not saying to like, you know, meet somebody and then on the first day like trauma dump on them, but I'm saying like, if you feel like you've been friends with someone for a while and you never really like open up to them, and maybe you just don't feel comfortable, which is also fine, but if you do feel comfortable and you're just a bit nervous, maybe like, you know, dip your toe in the water, ease it in. I also think shared experiences. So if you, I don't know, have something big coming up, like a job interview or something, like let people in on those experiences and like, you know, tell them in advance, like, oh, I'm nervous for this and this, like just be open and honest. And then after the thing has happened, people are always, you know, a good friend will ask you how it went and like be there for you regardless of if it went well or badly. And I think like sharing those sort of things together really does deepen a friendship. A thing I've realized over the last year is like traveling with somebody can really deepen a friendship, specifically like backpacking, because I think so much crazy stuff goes down, and like such, I don't know, just such weird, funny, random scenarios. And like sometimes you're like, I don't really even feel safe right now, or like I'm really stressed, or like I miss home, or like, and then also sometimes it's like I'm having the best day, like this is the coolest place, I'm so grateful to be here. And experiencing that with somebody else is, I think, quite deepening to a friendship. So yeah, I wouldn't force anything though, and I also wouldn't stress. Like, I do think that I've never like done this on purpose. I think these things typically come naturally when like the time is right. A lot of you guys are wanting like dating advice. Pete, a lot of you have crushes. That's cute. Let's see. I don't really have good advice for that. Okay, being very sensitive and feeling a lot. I think this is genuinely a power. I am definitely extremely sensitive and feel every emotion. I think it is really, really tiring at points. And I like genuinely, like my heart does go out because it really is so exhausting and overwhelming. And sometimes I wish I was like more numb to things, because something will happen that isn't even that deep. And I know like in my head that it's not that deep, or I'll feel a certain way and I know it will pass, but I just can't help but like really go in with that emotion. But I think you have to look at both sides. So when I am happy, or like something really great happens, or you know, I'm doing good, I also think you feel those emotions really deeply. I feel like you can love really deeply. I feel like you can just like experience joy on a deeper level. And obviously you only know your own experience, so I don't know what it's like to not be super sensitive, but I think it's cool to be in touch with your emotions also, like, and feel things. I don't ever worry that I'm like suppressing a feeling, which, you know, I've got my own problems, but it's nice to at least not really stress about one thing, I guess. So yeah, I think there's pros and cons, and I know it's like a lot. I think also recognize when it's gone too far. Like, for example, if you are feeling really shit one day and you're like, oh, I just don't think I'll ever feel happy again, and nothing seems worth it, I don't think that's being sensitive. That is like, you need to go and see somebody about that. Like, you don't deserve to feel that way. So I think also being aware of like the boundaries on it. But for the most part, I really do think being sensitive is kind of a sweet trait. And I don't know, I think a lot of the people in my life are very sensitive, and I wouldn't say that I like, I don't know, it's not like I want them to be really sad or really happy and like experience such extremes, but I do think it makes for like a deep relationship, to be honest. And I really like that quality in other people, like sensitivity and like a kind of awareness, I guess. So yeah, I'd say just don't see it as a negative, but I do agree it can be like a difficult thing to experience. Ooh, how to get over yourself and try new things. Okay, trying new things is one of the scariest things to do, I think. Okay, so get over yourself. I don't like that phrase because I feel like it feels very harsh, but I'm assuming what you mean is like you're embarrassed, you're like, you know, scared of like being cringe, etc. Now, I feel like there's like multiple pieces of advice in this. One thing I hear a lot is like, you're just not that important, you're not that relevant, nobody's looking at you because you're not the center of the universe. And I like that advice for me personally. I know that that would not land for a lot of people, but personally I do really like that. The idea that, you know, you go outside, you're like, oh my god, I'm wearing these new trousers, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. But there are, you know, probably you're going to walk past hundreds of people that day. No one has given a shit about your trousers. And it's almost like egotistical to think that anyone cares what trousers you're wearing. Like, in a sense, and I'm talking like strangers and stuff. And I know this isn't, you know, this isn't the best advice for everybody, but I like to think of it as like, no one cares what you're wearing. It's not even that like, I'm convincing myself the trousers look good. I'm just convincing myself that no one cares about like silly little things like that, especially on strangers. So I feel like that's one avenue of advice. Another thing I sometimes think about is the idea that, you know, you're just a tiny little human on a floating rock in a galaxy, in a universe. Is that the right way around? Or is it I think actually the universe is in the galaxy. Sorry, I never did those subjects. Anyway, essentially, you know, the whole floating rock thing. And I love that as well. I know a lot of people also don't like that, but I like kind of feeling insignificant. And, you know, if you're having a bad day, it really doesn't matter, because think of how big everything is and how small you are. And like, I think this is like beauty in the insignificance as well, because you're just like a funny little tiny little human and on a tiny planet and like a massive, I don't know, what's bigger than the galaxy? Oh, is the universe bigger than the galaxy? I don't know, you know, but what, you know what I'm saying? We are like ants essentially. And I don't think that takes like significance away from your personal life. I don't think that means that like you don't matter. I just think it means that in the grand scheme of things, major highs or major lows aren't the end of the world. Like, there is no end of the world, you know. It's just, you're just a tiny little dot. So I like that. Another thing I think about is, and I don't think this is helpful at all in a bad way, sometimes I feel like this advice causes bad things, but I'll say it anyway. I sometimes like to think of myself, you know, on my deathbed, and I'm envisioning I'm like 100 years old, to be honest. I really want to make it to 100. I wanted to see the year 2100. I just think that would be cool. And I was born in 2000, so I have to make it to 2100 to be 100. And I just kind of want to make it. I kind of have a vibe I will, to be honest. Anyway, I think about that woman who is you. Firstly, but anyway, think about that version of myself, and I think about how sad she would be to know that like there were all these opportunities and visions and options that I had that I didn't follow because I was scared what other people would think of me. I just don't think that you will ever look back on your life and be glad that you were too scared to try something, you know. Even if you try it and it goes horribly wrong, anything I've tried that didn't work out, to be honest, you forget so quickly. You move on because there's always something around the corner. And at least then you have the peace of mind of knowing that you gave it a go. Like, you can't now dwell on whether you should do that thing or not because you already tried it, you know? So you can move forward. So I think you have to give things a go to honestly, like, move through life. Otherwise, if you never try anything, you're going to be so stagnant. So those are some things I try to remind myself of, but I know that not everyone will like that advice. Ooh, okay, I quite like this one. What do you do with your free time? I've got hobbies but find it hard to not go on social media. Okay, let me think of some free time hobbies I have. Right, I'm quite an arts and craftser, so I've been doing a paint by numbers. Oh my god, guys, this paint by numbers is like my one true love. When I went on holiday, I thought about it like every other day. I was like, oh, I missed that thing. So I think I just typed in paint by numbers. It was very cheap for what it is. Like, I think it was like £12, and you get like the A3 picture with all the numbers and then all the paints that you need and all the paint brushes. So like for £13, I feel like that's quite good. And it took me maybe 10 days of doing it for like a couple hours a day. So the cost per minute is also quite good. Anyway, I really enjoyed it. I thought that was great. I normally did put on a podcast or a show in the background, but I liked it because it meant that I wasn't constantly like checking my phone, and, you know, I was more concentrating on the show or the podcast because, well, I never got my phone when I was doing a podcast really, but like if I'm watching a YouTube video, I'll often, you know, also be on Instagram or something, which is just so unneeded, and I'm sure absolutely destroying my brain. It's just a bad habit. And the paint by numbers, I feel like, gives you something to concentrate on and also something to like do with your hands, so you physically are occupied, and then you can also watch whatever you're watching. That's my recent obsession. Other things I like: working out, reading, although I'm in a reading slump at the moment, just general arts and crafts. Like, I have knitted and crocheted quite a few things. I'm not knitting or crocheting at the moment, but again, I like to do something while I'm like watching something or listening to a podcast, because especially anything that uses your hands, because you can't go on your phone and you get like, I feel like quite caught up in it. So yeah, another thing I'd quite like to do is gardening, but I'm about to move to a tiny flat where I definitely can't really do that. So, yeah, maybe I could. I don't know. No, I don't. I can't do that. But anyway, I feel like I can see that for me in the future. I'd also like to make a quilt at some point. Those are a few of my little random hobbies. Okay, that's everything I have today. Sorry if this was a bit of a shorter episode, but I do genuinely really need to go to the airport. Like, I think I'm leaving in 40 minutes for the airport, and I'm still in my pajamas, not packed, not even washed my face today, so I really do need to get going. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this little episode. I know it was a lot of catch up and not so much advice, but sometimes when the catch up's flowing, you just gotta keep going. Oh my god, what a poet. Okay, have a lovely week. I love you very much. Thank you for listening, and you can check out the Instagram, growingwiththeflow_podcast, if you want to like submit anything for a future episode. And you could even leave a review if you're in the mood on Apple Podcasts. I think you can also do it on Spotify. Or you can at least do a rating on Spotify. That would mean a lot if you've listened all the way to the end of the episode. Maybe you could spare a minute, but I never ask because I feel like it's a bit cheeky to ask. But oh, I'm being cheeky today. So, okay, right. Have a nice week and I will see you soon. Bye.